This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the Good Day Tech Talk Hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, and Rich McFadden, who's in the studio at the controls in our brand new, the technologically superior studio that we have now in Washington. This is something that's right out of, speaking of the Star Wars movie this weekend that did well, this studio, Greg, you will not believe, you have never been in a studio facility that is this smooth, that is this smart, that is this cool, that is as wonderfully put together.
Set me up for failure.
And I'm waiting for my invitation to come for the opening party.
It's not up to me. Get McFadden to invite you. It's his studio.
Open invitation.
Open invitation.
Always welcome.
Right. All right. So I'm in Israel this week, Greg.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things that's amazing, just to sort of give my friends at Verizon a little zinger, because they suck. And they have we have no Verizon here to deal with, although I guess, Richie, you got it to deal with on your end. So I think I would like to have an explanation of how this works. First of all, I was at Meredith's using her internet connection in Florida on Friday, and we had all kinds of trouble. And I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but dropouts, people who use the technology know that we're only as good as the connection. And because we're not using the old-school technology, which was dedicated, but the new-school technology that is dependent on the goodness, if you will, of the strength of the internet connection. So I'm in a studio that is almost halfway around the world from Radio America and the normal facility that we have. We broadcast from places all over the country, and we use Radio America as our originating studio. So everything goes into there. So this is a 14-hour plane ride, and maybe I'm about 10,000 miles away as the crow flies, probably 7,500, but that's not, I mean, the internet goes, well, that's actually a good question. Where does it go?
Well, you know,
is it in the cables under the ocean? Satellite? Where is the, what's the connection to internet all around the world?
Yes, both. It's under the ocean and it's in the satellites.
And just as an interesting little side note, and Doug, I don't know if you know this or not, but every time you do something on the internet, and I think this is also true for a cell phone call, nothing ever takes the same route. So it's called a web for a reason. Which is it's just this, it will always find, it's like water in a sense that in theory it will always find the shortest or the most efficient route.
Doug, remember this, and you know this better than anybody, now all of our connections to our remote hosts like you, Doug, and Victoria and Jennifer, it's internet-based. They're actually coming over the internet. Before, it used to be a high-quality phone line, and we'd connect with something called ISDN. And that's a dying dinosaur and going away, and thank God.
Haven't we found that out the hard way?
Right. But
I don't thank God. I think it was much better than what we're using now because it was reliable.
No. Well, we're still in that transition phase, and it'll take another couple of years before. Where we were 5 years ago and internet connections and where we are today, it's miles. It's hundreds of years away.
Then they should have let the ISDN stay up until they were sure that everything was going to be great.
Nobody wants to service it anymore or sell it.
Yeah, I know they don't, because they don't care about their customers. Verizon doesn't give a you-know-what.
Because they don't have any customers for ISDN anymore. It's all dynamite.
Chopped liver. For Verizon. Hello, Verizon. Doug Steffen, chopped liver here.
You and 10 other people, and they don't care.
Well, and just to keep things fair. fair and accurate here.
No, not just, I don't, they're not fair.
Oh, we don't. Oh, well, I.
Yeah, we don't have to be fair. No.
It's not when it comes to dying technology like ISDN. It's not just Verizon. I mean, you'll have the same experience in terms of ISDN trying to get it, keep it,
yeah,
get it serviced with AT&T, and I'm sure every other provider, because it's. I have it as well. I'm sure people like us are. They lose money on us now because it's so.
Yeah, what a shame. But you anyway, look at their quarterly report, they lose money. So they've lost so much money that they made like $180 billion dollars last year. Why can't they service a few people that isn't just going to be getting it to the bottom line? What does it cost them to service
ISDN?
Well,
you know, ISDN? To that point, oh my God, we would be a smart group of people to service since we have control.
Exactly. We have a bully pulpit. I can every day, instead of doing an ad for how great Verizon is, I can tell the audience how Verizon sucks every single day and do them more harm than it cost them $80 a month or whatever it is to have my ISDN connection. You don't think people think about that? Okay, well, is it Verizon I want to go to or AT&T? Doug says Verizon sucks. Maybe I better go to AT&T. Anyway, go ahead, Richie.
I just want to make sure you get it all out so that we're
no, I haven't even come close to getting it all out. Okay.
So two things. With regard to what Greg said to routing and how your internet connection or your phone call gets routed and how it takes a different path every day. Doug, remember back in the ISDN and POTS connection days in Florida, anytime after 8
awful.
Or 9 a.m.,
yep.
any connection you had
Main
in the
difference.
State of Florida yeah. was gone.
It Florida just, is abysmal.
Something happens in the state of Florida.
But doesn't that go back to the provider and not getting whatever it is?
Bell
is not
South
getting good grounding. Bell South and now Verizon.
So what happens is your call gets routed, and when business hours start, they turn on different routers, and overnight they turn off certain routers, and mm-hmm. your call gets routed around. So if you ever wonder why your calls are so much better, and then the other thing is that Florida versus Israel or Florida versus England, no comparison. We can be talking to somebody in England or Israel, and it sounds like they are next door.
Right.
You
yeah.
talk to somebody in Florida, and it
so
sounds
why?
Like they are on the moon.
Right, and that, I mean, that's the point we're making here. The connection that I have to Israel is far better than the one that I had 12,000 miles to the west of me on Friday. Today's Monday. What happened in 2 days?
Again, to be the sort of, I don't know, the devil's advocate or something here. I mean, a country like Israel or a country like England has a huge advantage over us. And even when you go to many third world countries, they never had to wire a piece of land as big as the United States of
Correct.
America. I mean, and in third world countries, I mean, I remember being in climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa, and my guide was getting phone calls all the way up to the peak of the mountain.
Wow.
I'm using, wow. actually, the one thing is pretty interesting here. I'll hold this up for the camera. I have my iPhone, I have my iPad, I have a laptop, and they're all, we've been using, like, the pictures that I've sent back, I've all taken with my iPhone, Richie.
Very
and
good.
They have been sent back and distributed to the Facebook page. And so when I look at what it takes to do it, or what little it takes to do it, and then see how we have been able to get this sent 12,000 miles via this really unique facility, and then I think about, okay, why is it that I can do all of these things so easily here, and you say it's because they don't have to wire as much. I say because they pay more attention to the technology and or perhaps the needs of the people that are using the equipment. And I think there's no excuse for it.
To finish this conversation, over the weekend there has been a viral video going around about Comcast. And mm-hmm. I posted the video, and Meredith, your girlfriend, shared it.
Yeah.
And it is, if you watch it, it is outrageous. It's a snowy day, and the Comcast truck is pulled over to the side of the road. And as people crest the hill, they realize they have to slow down, and because of the weather conditions, can't do it. And like 10 cars end up in the ditch, and the Comcast contractor that's up on the pole doesn't care. He's watching these cars wreck and slide into ditches and says, I've got my required five cones out. And this guy tapes the whole thing and posts it. And it's got like 2 million views already.
Good.
And it happened on December 14th. So in 5 days, it's got 2 million views. And Comcast has, you know, issued the standard, we're really sorry, we're very bothered by this, we have an internal investigation, blah, blah, blah. But it just goes to show you, if your people don't give good service from the ground up, you will get bitten in these days, because it just goes viral.
And I don't know that, Doug, you're in Israel, so maybe you could actually see this, and it would be easier for you. But I would guess that the same kind of things happen everywhere in the world. This is an example of an individual. It certainly was not a company policy, but I agree with you.
It's human nature. That kind of stuff is human nature.
But I think companies can have a corporate culture where
it's
ingrained in people that it's all about the customer.
Yeah.
But you can still have a bad egg. But the bigger point is how much power we consumers have in a world of technology.
Yeah, we have to pause for a moment or two here. But one of the things I would love to have us all research for a few moments is the top 10 in terms of maybe the world instead of just America. Top 10 companies that people love working for and the top 10 companies that people would love to do business with. I'm going to bet you there isn't one technology company or certainly one of the kinds of companies that we're talking about here,
Apple.
Whether it's AT&T. Well, okay, Apple isn't AT&T. It's not a a provider.
Right.
It
of is services.
Exactly. Right. I'm talking about service providers.
Okay.
You won't find anybody who feels that Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, or any of the adjunct companies.
I'm happy with my Verizon service. They treat me well.
Not
me.
Fortune actually does a thing every year called the 100 Best Companies to Work For, and you want to guess what number one is?
ExxonMobil. Oh, Apple.
Wrong both times. It's Google.
Google. People love Google. Yeah, working there. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so we made our point, and I've done my Captain Curmudgeon, so we'll move on. Actually, in the next half hour, we're going to talk to somebody who is an Israeli technologist, if you will. And I'm not sure, Greg, whether you're able to stay around or not, but if not, Richie and I will have this conversation, because this is one of the leading countries in the world for technology advancement. It's 19 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever? Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour. Good days, good day, technological Framisbanger. Also called Tech Talk.
Very technical term there.
Yes, yes, it is a very technical term. And joining me is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and also Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. What tech items are doing best? We're well into the Christmas season. I believe earlier this month we spent some time on this program talking about ideas that were technologically astute for the person who wanted to give something that would be valuable to a quote-unquote techie, as opposed to a Trekkie, what they might be. But I wonder if in your review, if you're writing this for Men's Health, what actually has been, what do they call it, the bomb? What's been the bomb? Or what items have been the bomb, Greg, this season so far?
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that I think people should be thinking really seriously about as a gift for yourself or others in your family, and that is there are just some amazing cell phone deals out there. There are free iPhone 7s.
Really?
There are iPhone 7s for $10 a month instead of $30 a month because, frankly, AT&T and Verizon in particular, but also T-Mobile and Sprint, are all fighting to get you to switch or get you to stay. And both of those add up to a really good opportunity for people. I was just telling Rich during the break, I'm thinking about getting my first iPhone. Why? Because it's free, and my bill will actually go down, because right now I'm paying $30 a month for a phone, and to watch my cell phone bill go down by $30 a month is a really nice thing, and to get a brand new phone at the same time.
Ah,
and I'll tell you.
So, what's your observation, Richie?
Well, I was in Best Buy the other day, and just happened to be on the phone with my mom on my way there, and she was like, "Oh, this darn Kindle of mine, it's dying. Look at the price on a new Kindle for me." So I was like, "Oh, I'll do better than that." So I picked her one up.
Yep.
And the new Kindle Fire, the 16 gigabyte 8-inch Kindle Fire, they had a sale on them. It was like $69 or $89, and then they had a sale, and then I had some coupon or whatever. $53 I paid for this thing. I'm like, what a deal. And I'll tell you the other hot thing, drones. Drones,
absolutely.
Rocket. rocket hot.
All right, so let me go back to what you said a minute ago.
Just 1 second. I was in Best Buy last week. They had 3 shelves of drones. Now you're hard-pressed to find 3 or 4 boxes left.
All right. So when you talk about the special deal that they made prior to the drone conversation, what does that make the end user or the person who spent the big dollar, the high ticket to buy that thing versus
stupid.
Those people? I mean, it's kind of like buying an airline ticket. You know that everybody who sits on that plane has paid a different amount of money. There's not one person who's riding on a plane with you that paid the same amount as you did to have a ride on that plane.
I'll tell you what I did yesterday. I went back to Best Buy because I had bought my daughter a Nintendo 3DS. I know.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she listening?
Yeah. Not from Santa. This is from Mom and Dad.
Okay.
And I paid $200 for it. And I had to order it because they didn't have any in stock. So I ordered it, got it in. And then my wife sees the other day that Target has it for $174. So I went back to Best Buy yesterday. And my wife was like, why don't you return it and go to Target? I'm like, no, Best Buy will price match.
Right, exactly.
So I went to Best Buy. I went to the customer service desk, and they said, well, we have to see if they offer the same color. Because I got Galaxy, and she was like, no, it didn't. And I'm like, well, then my wife saw it here in your circular last week for $174. She went, sure enough, they found it, and they matched it. The other neat thing that you can check, your credit card provider will price match as well. Check it out, because if you pay
all of them
for something,
or just selected ones.
Look up and see if your credit card will price match and reimburse you the difference.
All right, good. That's a good. Those are two great points.
And along those lines, there's a website called MyAlerts, myalerts.com, and it is watching, I don't know, millions of products, and will actually show you almost like. It's almost like tracking the stock market. It'll show you on any given product, is it at a high point or a low point, giving you an idea about might the price drop off again. And you can actually, the name is myalerts.com, you can set up an alert so that when the price on the product drops, they will alert you. This is another great way, especially on larger ticket items, to really plan out and pay the least amount, or, as Rich made the point, buy it today, watch the price over the next
30 days. I don't care what the price is today.
Days.
Right. I'm going to do that and just go get my money
go get
back for it.
Just doesn't seem fair in a manner of speaking. In one way it's great, but another way it's kind of getting, as they say here in Israel, a yensing. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine here with Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen at 29 past the hour.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and 2 built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Mr. McFadden, Rich McFadden, and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Technologically speaking, you probably have a great time. We have a gentleman who is a technological whiz. You know, I've said this before, and this I find to be more true. Richie, we were talking about the lines and the connections and stuff, and
yeah,
maybe that's a little inside. But one of the things that is known about the industry of Israel, it is technology.
Yes.
They don't have a lot of other things here, and so they have to rely on the way to make money in this country is just because, or is wrapped around people's brains. The creative juices that flow here, I can feel it. This building is 11 stories high, and it's filled with nothing but technologists. From the minute you walk through the door to come up to the 11th floor where they have a broadcasting facility, it really is. You'd love to see all of the tools and toys that they have here. But Israel is known for its technological expertise.
And
that's what
it does,
and that's what they build their economy. The Israeli economy is built on technology, period. They have nothing else.
Why is it that some countries in the Middle East, like Israel and was it Abu Dhabi and Dubai,
right,
are these
Emirates,
modern technical just infrastructures that are just amazing, And the rest are basically
outside
what's left of a sandstorm or a bomb raid.
Well, but you're sort of answering your own question. Your intuitive nature would lead you to believe, other than in Israel, because there's no oil in Israel, none, zero, right. Not a drop. There are no natural resources in Israel, not a drop of anything. But and by the way, one of the things technologically that they are way advanced on is using the water from the Mediterranean Sea, desalinating it, and providing themselves. There used to be a real shortage of water here until about 30 years ago when they built the first desalinization plant. Now they've become the world leaders in this technology.
California.
They have been hired by the state. Well, the federal government should be using them. The state of California has hired them to build a couple of plants, but the feds keep getting in the way because of all the, maybe that'll go away with Trump being president, but with all their stupid focus on regulations and you can't do this because it'll affect that. The people in California are going dry. And there are many other states in the country that don't have enough water.
And the technology is there.
It is, and the Israelis have they perfected it, and they have this company that is doing it all over the place. We are way behind.
Let's say we even forget about the Israelis.
Yeah.
Princess Cruise Lines is using it.
Right.
Any cruise ship that you go on, where do you think they're getting their water?
The water you're drinking is coming out of the seas that they're traveling on. Yes,
hopefully it's
exactly.
From the front of the boat and not the back.
Yeah, right. After they throw all the garbage and plastic out. Yeah, exactly. But technologically speaking, anyway, there is just amazing stuff going on here. But you mentioned the other two areas, and there are three or four other areas like Abu Dhabi. The
Dubai
oil there provides them with the money to be able to buy good technology from Israel. You know, that's really the bottom line. They have the money. They don't have the know-how, but they buy the technology because they have plenty of dough. They buy it from Israel. And that's what
there's tons of money in Dubai. I have friends that have gone there on vacation. It's
fabulous.
It's unbelievable.
It's to the point of being ludicrous.
Exactly.
That's all oil money.
Yeah.
All oil money.
Yeah.
And it buys not only technology, but everything else that you may want. So, under the circumstances, that's an interesting technological story in and of itself. In a moment, we're going to go into the mind of one of these Israeli technologists. That's up next. Tech Talk time is, where are we, about 38 past the hour. I've got to get my clock upside down here. 38 after on Tech Talk.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
68% of us plan to give tech gifts this season. Techlicious.com's Suzanne Cantra says it starts at home with the Nest Cam Outdoor.
It's weatherproof and built for DIY installation for $199. And it also has night vision technology built into it, so you're going to be able to get those night shots. It can tell random activity from people and sends phone alerts so you can see, hear, and talk to visitors from anywhere.
Up their social skills with LG's V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for panoramic photos and whole-family selfies. Anti-shake technology means smooth videos, even in the car or running after the little kids. And distortion-free audio for posting concerts that sound like real life.
And for road trips, Canoe.com's Groovies headphones.
High-quality sound with volume-limiting technology that's safer for young ears. And it also has a jack that enables you to watch that video together. Add AirView's car mount for tablets and smartphones. Wraps around headrests or luggage handles, each under $50.
More at videopump.tv.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Nicely 42 after the hour, using my technical wizardry on the watch. I'll hold this up for the camera so you can see. I hold my thumbs up to give people the thumbs up here. Here's my, that's how I tell time when I'm on the road. How do you like that for technology?
I like it.
All right, so as we try to find this fellow, there's one fellow that I wanted you to meet who's fabulously involved in it. What? Okay, so I'm on the air. What do you want? Oh, I love these. When I do these, you know how this is, Richie. When I do these remote broadcasts,
oh, yeah.
Anything, not that it's any different when I'm on the farm or anywhere else, anything can happen. But it's just, if you are serious about it, oh, you can get all uptight, or you can just kind of roll with the punches. And that's what happens. There's so many things going on that are put together to make this all work. Anyway, my thanks to all the people that are the staff over here, Avi and his brother Josie, and all these people who are
always very
around
nice.
Me to make it work. I was reading something about Elon Musk, which I thought was fascinating. Here's a technologist to the nth degree. Wouldn't you say, under the circumstances, he put together PayPal and has a brain for software, obviously. He put together this automotive, what's becoming an automotive empire known as Tesla.
Well,
and then he's got
station,
SpaceX.
Yeah, SpaceX.
Exactly. He got on Twitter over the weekend to rant about an issue that he seems to find very irksome, and that is traffic. It's, you know, all this technology, you still can't get away from traffic. He's commented in the past about his issue with infrastructure in our country. And listen to this, Richie, some of the posts that he went out on the weekend from Musk. Quote, traffic is driving me nuts. I'm going to build a tunnel boring machine and just start digging. And if anybody could do it, he'd do it.
It kind of surprises me. I figured he'd go the flying car route.
Yeah.
Where he would just say, okay, all you people stay down here on the road. I'm going to fly over you.
Yep. And then he spent some more time on the idea before naming it. He said this should be called The Boring Company. I'm going to start a new company called The Boring Company. There you go. And then he came up with a slogan for The Boring Company. Here, you ready, Richie?
Yeah.
Write this down. Boring. It's what we do.
I like it.
Simple. And after a few, right to the point, right. After a few more minutes, he was obviously pleased with his ideas, and he tweeted one final thought. Quote, I'm actually going to do this, and if anybody can do it, he can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy has been able to figure out more stuff. But he won't be able to bore without boring into public land, right? You can't just go buy some land and bore your way down to China.
Right.
Which sort of, on the plane coming over here, I watched Speaking of technology, I watched the latest version of Independence Day. I didn't see it in the theaters because the idea didn't intrigue me.
Yeah,
but I saw I saw a trailer, and the trailer, I think, okay, I'll go with this because I thought there were a lot of creepy crawly creatures in it, and I don't like creepy crawly creatures. But this, it was actually, I watched it. It was actually quite good. And the creepy crawly creatures were no more creepy and crawly than they were in the first Independence Day. And the idea behind it, though, again, based on technology, what we know about technology, what we can do with technology, when we think about how, as Richie pointed out in the last half hour, we've advanced so far in just the last 10 years. Imagine what we'll be able to do in 100 years.
I mean, I went and saw...
Movies, one example, yeah.
Everybody and saw Star Wars over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the technology that goes into making that movie.
Those people are all acting in front of a green screen, and most everything that you see now in the movies is laid in after the action of the actors.
By some geek with a bowl of Skittles on a computer.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Sitting in a room, small room, with a computer, and he's got all of the pieces, and he's creating, you know, somebody, some director has told him, or some visual artist has told them what to create.
Right.
But
sketch
you know,
it out.
Yeah, they sketch it out and then they create it and they take bits and pieces from reality. You look at one of the movies, I remember the James Bond movie last year. Remember he's climbing out of these buildings that are falling down underneath
right.
him?
Right.
You know, that's all done on a green screen.
Yep.
And the computer that's no bigger than your laptop has created all this stuff. And they put and they pay these people millions of dollars a year to create this stuff. Because it saves them millions of dollars having to go out and actually do it.
You know,
and in some cases, they couldn't do it.
You know, what's funny, though, is you think about animation back in the Disney days and how long it would take them to make and pump out a cartoon.
Yep.
Now you have things called rendering farms. And all it basically is when you create a two-minute scene in Star Wars on an editor, on a video editor, it will take days, maybe weeks, for that to be able to compile all of the different colors and edits and everything that you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you upload it to a render farm, and it just, okay, next week this will be done saving and meshing all of these things I've done together. And when you look at all of these movies that are animated movies and all of these green screen movies, it takes months and months and months just to do one-minute scene, okay? It takes 3 days to render this.
Yeah. Well, you remember when Disney got started, what they did was actually draw. Disney was a cartoon artist. That's how he started.
Right.
He created Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Steamboat Mickey.
And Steamboat Mickey was, I'm going to hold this up to the camera for those of you who are watching at facebook.com/DJV show. You see these blank pieces of paper. He would take these pieces of paper and they would draw. I'm going to do a sketch with you. You're going to love this.
And by the way, at the beginning of the Star Wars movie,
uh-huh.
they show a few seconds of Steamboat Mickey. It's kind of like the branding, the Disney, you know,
really?
Presented by, produced by Disney.
Right.
Show you.
All right, so I'm doing two of these, and the two scenes would be like this. All right? So let's say Walt Disney drew that. I'm holding up on the camera a picture of a smiling face. And then the next picture would be a face that wasn't smiling. And these two would be put, along with hundreds of others, into a stack of papers that they would take pictures of, and that's how they animated these things. Then they put the pictures in frames onto the film, and that's how the original
work
was
done.
Can you imagine?
Anymore.
Are you kidding? Wow.
Nobody does that anymore.
Tech Talk time at 50 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria becomes the seat of knowledge when it comes to a lot of technology. And one of the things, the what did I see? Uber. Somebody shot up an Uber driver. What the heck did I see?
Oh, boy.
Something. An Uber driver shot a robber on a road in Florida over the weekend, thwarting a robbery attempt. I'm seeing something else. Uber is trying.
I didn't know Uber allowed guns in the car.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow.
I'd imagine it's probably just state laws,
right? Into. Yeah, yeah, right. There's an app called Group Muse that will affect those using Uber somewhat, and will I saw this and I thought, well, maybe this is phishing. No, it's fubbing. I've never heard of fubbing before, but apparently fubbing is messing up some relationships, so we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of that as well. Holidays are upon us. Christmas is nearly here. Last-minute shoppers this week need a lot of quick solutions. You need to be ready for Christmas. No IOUs. Andy Solomon is here with us now with more on the easiest ways to pack and ship your gifting to ensure that it all arrives on time for this season.
Last-minute holiday shopping for your family and friends can be stressful, especially when tasked with how to get your gifts delivered on time. Staples' Christine Mallon.
Yes, those to-do lists are long during the holidays. Once shopping is done and gifts are wrapped, finding an easy and budget-friendly way to ship those gifts is a challenge. Well, Staples is the solution. Staples offers shipping services. And here's a tip. Staples is open 7 days a week and open late, which means you can drop off your packages on your time, easy in and out. As long as you ship by December 23rd, you can expect delivery by the 24th. And to stay on budget, Staples has a special offer now through December 23rd. When you use UPS shipping services at any Staples store, you can save 10% on those services.
According to Malin, even packaging and returning gifts can be stress-free.
Yes, you know, we often forget about the time it takes to return those gifts that aren't quite right. You can get everything you need to pack up your returns, plus you can drop off your package at Staples to have them shipped. Again, Staples makes it easy. Open 7 days a week and always a great value.
For more information, go to staples.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, let's get to fubbing. Who's in charge of fubbing here, Victoria? Would that be you or Jennifer? Do you want to be a fubber?
We fub together. We're co-fubbers.
You're really co-fubbers. All right.
Well,
all right,
Doug,
Victoria, you
can be you
the,
may not,
your fubber.
You may not be familiar with the term itself of fubbing, but you have been fubbed.
It's have called, I?
It's, yes. You I have told your girlfriend Meredith to put her phone down because she wasn't paying attention to you, so you were fubbed. It is a combination of phone and snub, and it's called fubbing. So when you've been phone snubbed...
I don't know that I was so worried. I don't know if I was worried about her not paying attention to me. I just think that before I got the iPhone, and now she's happy to remind me that's what I used to say, it seemed like we get addicted to these things.
It's true.
And it wasn't because she was avoiding or ignoring me. It was just, I tend not to be, well, she might disagree. Look, mommy.
Well, we know the divorce rate in this country hovers around 40%, and according to a new survey by the National Opinion Research Center, 60% of people in relationships say they're not very satisfied. And now, of course, we know money problems, bad sex, and children are the three biggest sources of stress in relationships in America. And now there's a new one, the smartphone. This is actually now registering as severe as the main three problems. The typical American checks his or her smartphone once every 6.5 minutes. That's 150 times a day.
Good.
And so in one study, in this new study, 70% of participants said that fubbing or phone snubbing hurt their ability to interact with their romantic partner. So
I've often been, you know, when I'm waxing poetic, I often think about how this country has become just a whole nation of ADD people. And it's all because of this stupid phone. Like, I cannot focus without having my phone nearby.
Yeah.
I mean, I speak for myself here. We're a mess.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's calm down here. There's an app called Group Muse, which can let you ditch your DJ. And the Group Muse, apparently, these people like Uber, except for the classical music twist.
It's not Uber at all. They call it the Uber for classical
Uber
music.
Uber for classical
it's
music.
It's basically on-demand classical musicians that come to your house, and you start your own Group Muse party. So it's a really cool free app, yeah.
Uber for the classical music set. And you have to bring your own booze, though, right, for these parties?
Correct.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.